Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Hey, Spider. No, Spider. Have a listen to this. Oh, isn't that amazing? No yapping.
Relaxing.
No, Spider just banging on.
I can feel my blood pressure dropping.
Yeah.
No, he's. Do you mind if I take my clothes off?
Well,
hey, not at all.
Feeling really normally do it. So Spider is in Adelaide, isn't he? Because it's the gather round. He's some kind of AFL superstar.
Apparently he's wandering around Adelaide like the Pied Piper, collecting people and taking them to the ground in a great big long march.
Yes.
Celebrating people who've never had a proper job.
Yes.
Is the point of it.
Ah, I like that. Okay,
no,
so
what
coming
is
up,
gather round, Big Al?
It's just like the magic round for the NRL.
Oh, I see.
So everyone just
I like
goes,
the name. Yeah. I like gather round better than magic round. What about you, Ellie?
I like gather round as well. It's a good name. And as Spider says, they pinched the idea off the NRL because obviously, as you said, we have magic round. It is a fantastic idea. He actually spoke about this on the show today, didn't he? In his spray, he was because Sydney's trying to get their hands on the magic round, and Sydney's trying to get their hands on the gather round.
Yeah.
The AFL and Melbourne are trying to get their hands on Brisbane.
Oh, didn't he spray
magic
up hard there?
Yes, and I'm with him. Leave them where they are.
But have a listen to it because he says a stream of sensible things in a row.
Yes,
but it is
does
a tradition to steal stuff off Adelaide, like the Grand Prix, that sort of gear.
Yeah,
well, so why not go the gather round too?
I'm thinking.
Poem of the week with Flan Joe Patterson on a Friday. We love this every week. You do so well with all the news that's been happening. Ali, talking about shoplifting, well, kilt lifting.
Oh, come on.
And stealing with a difference.
Well, it's not stealing, it's
kilting.
I don't know what word I can use. What rhymes with stealing? It's feeling.
Yeah.
It's feeling something up your
He's gone to the top shelf.
He really has.
With this one. Anyway.
He's gone from the top shelf to the bottom shelf.
Anatomically, he actually has. Yeah.
Anyway, hire a spider as well.
Oh, no, we're not talking about that now.
Spider is, we'll get back to, I think we need to talk more about the kilt man. Hire a spider because he's doing all these jobs for people because he gets so bored and he's happy to do all these small jobs. But there's someone that's not happy with Spider because this is the second year he's done this. From last year, someone ringing up going, Spider, your Google review is about to go down.
Yeah.
And we also hear from our man on the sand, Reg, because Reg talks all things surf, boating, water, and there's a really important event that's happening on Saturday at Greenmount. But let's get back to overseas kilt lifting, shop shelving. What are we doing?
Well, let's start with Saturday being International Tartan Day, as Ali informed me this morning. And then we started speaking about this guy who went shopping and was wearing a kilt.
Yep.
And it became obvious on CCTV footage.
Yeah.
You know what? Actually, I'm going to let the reporter
I've got that.
Do this.
Yeah.
This is what was reported worldwide.
And look, just before he would do what you're just about to hear he was doing with the items, he was doing this funny horse stomp. And I forgot to mention that when I was telling the story. But, he does a horse stomp and then does this.
Okay.
And then he proceeds to shove an item where it doesn't belong, certainly if he doesn't own it.
Mm.
And after jamming it around up there for several moments, he takes it back out and puts it back on the shelf.
So the news director's gone to that reporter going, mate, I got a story for you. What does he reckon?
Well, I love, though, that he says, and he puts things where they don't belong, particularly if you don't own it.
I love that part. That is so my favourite part.
Proof of purchase, you're good to go.
Yeah. You got a receipt, whack it wherever you want. No, seriously, tuck it anywhere you like.
Yes.
And this guy's antiquing, right?
Yeah.
And then he takes these items up the back of the kilt.
Yep. Smears it on his sphincter.
It's no good, is it?
And I don't know about you, but I don't mind a bit of bric-a-brac up the back.
Bric-a-brac.
Oh, no.
Yeah. I mean, I don't advocate people do this. But when you are going through, say, Big W, I'm just picking them out of my
shopping trolley. Is it a basket?
You see a trinket. What's the next thing that goes through your mind, Ellie?
Yes. I wonder where that could fit.
Oh, yeah. What a wonderful thing. I wonder if I could jam that up my jacks.
You know, the thing that I want to know is...
Your idea.
I just really question what's going on here.
What's your favourite antique?
Well, good question.
What I'm interested to know is...
It's a pink lady.
He shoved a whole bunch of things up there, right?
Yes.
But
like several items,
and several shops. Because the owner of this antique shop called... I think it was called Curious... Mm. Curious Things or something like that.
The Curiosity Shop.
The Curiosity Shop.
He's bi-curious, I think.
He's very curious.
Well, he's not buying anything. We know that much.
She contacted the other shops and said, hey, check your CCTV from this date. Pardon the pun. And see whether.
Yeah, good.
And yes, indeed, he had been to visited other shops and shoved things up his backside.
Yes.
But what I want to know is, I mean, was he nervous at all? Was he? Was it an excitement thing or was it just like,
look,
why not?
Fetishes come in all different colours, flavours, styles.
They really do.
They do. And look, the answer to your question, Flan, no, you haven't seen the poo jogger and this guy in the same room.
No.
Well,
we were talking before about whether or not you would rather be known throughout history as, say, the poo jogger.
The poo jogger.
Or the kilt chopper.
Yes, the kilt
chopper.
Whoa, who else would make that, would you rather be? I mean, would you put John Hopewate in there?
Sticking
the finger up.
Yeah, I think you would. And you'd be very worried if you saw him in an antique shop.
Yeah.
I would.
Yeah.
Have you got a tartan? I've got a tartan.
Do you?
Yes, I do. Robertson is the family name.
Oh, do you have a kilt though?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, good on you. Yeah,
yeah. We need you to wear that kilt on Monday.
Oh.
Can you come in kilted
I'll
up?
I'll only go into a shop if it's the curiosity
you
shop.
You bring the kilt, I'll bring the bric-a-brac.
Yes, please.
And then we'll get, make good digital, wouldn't it?
With Flan and Ali,
we have more to explore in this story and we should leave it.
Yeah, yes, I think we should. Far enough.
Okay. Now, if you're shopping this weekend, have a great time.
Yes.
Do it properly.
Look, something has been brought to my attention that I feel that I need to share with you all and all of you, Triple M Gold family. So a kilt-wearing shopper was caught on video perusing the aisles of an antique store and doing something, well, unique with the antique items.
And then he proceeds to shove an item where it doesn't belong, certainly if he doesn't own it. And then after jamming it around up there for several moments, he takes it back out and puts it back on the shelf.
Oh. For so other people to...
This gentleman, yes.
Yeah, goes talk in, me through this.
Goes into the antique store, and not just one, several stores, and proceeds to stick, and I quote, a makeup brush, a spoon, a restoration hardware piece.
Yeah, that's okay.
An antique bottle opener and a tobacco tent can.
Just into a backpack.
Yeah.
Well, yes, up his backpack.
Best episode of Antiques Roadshow I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Honestly.
Come on, mate.
So this is true.
This is true. It's on CCTV.
The makeup brush. Is he doing his southern eye makeup?
He's putting a bit of foundation
on. What's he
up to? A bit of concealer.
Oh, okay. Good. That's a good thing.
Yeah. The cigarette packet full or empty?
Well, let's hope.
Did you take a drag of one?
Let's hope empty.
I want to see that warning on cigarette packets.
Yeah.
This pack has been shoved.
That would be a great warning. Well, look, the deal
Did he get more price for them, after he'd done it? Because now they're a collector's item in a way.
Yeah. Well, look, I regret to inform you, sadly, Spider, the dealers have either discarded or sanitized
after
the sickening incident.
No.
So
it's a fine line between markdown and mark brown. You
know markdown. But look, the main reason I wanted to bring this to your attention was and look, I don't like to point the finger at anyone, but I'd like you to have a look at this photo of the suspect.
That's Flan.
And it does look a lot like someone.
That is Flan.
In this studio.
Yeah.
When have you started enjoying antiques?
What
are you doing at Burley?
I've always...
One of the names of the shop, have you been in the curiosity shop?
Oh, of course I have. I was twice curious. Yeah.
Flan, I just wanted to check that... It wasn't you.
No.
Were you on the night of the shoving?
Flan.
Oh, my God. This is why I don't play name that year.
I have
no idea where I was at any time.
Flan, yes, I think we've got to – can you just bend over, please?
No problem.
No.
Can you have it? Look, have a bit of a
spoon. Wow, look at that.
Dump the waste, not your wallet. Boshbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
You're going to bring back – Hire a spider.
Hire a spider.
Hire a spider. We are loading you up already.
I've got some gutters that will not stop overflowing.
I need some 100mm pipe in the ground to fix some drainage issues.
Kate did ring in from Ashbourne.
I have a whole bunch of weeding.
Had a cracking. You wouldn't believe what we found at the back of the house.
We actually found a path back there.
There is a footpath there.
It looks pretty good.
It looks amazing.
Andrew, he wanted me to clean out some gutters.
What do you reckon? No, we had to clean some gutters and there's some tight little bits in there.
Yeah, it's a great job and it looks fantastic.
But there was a massive spider. And I had to move it.
Did you have it on the end of a stick?
6 foot broom I had.
Hire a spider.
Yeah, no job too big or too small. And you can search Hire a Spider at 92.5 Triple M Gold or call us on 1300 925 666. And Kerry from Coomba guys, is here. Hey, Kerry, what do you want to say to Spider?
When you had on, you know, Spider spray, and I thought I could spray him because...
What for?
Well, because I rang last year when you had Hire a Spider and I said I needed some... garden bed levelled and a bit of weeding. And you said, yeah, I can do that. And you said that on the radio. And nothing ever happened.
What?
Nobody came. But I was a bit peeved, obviously, that,
fair enough. Yeah.
That you never showed up.
No, never.
Sure it wasn't hire a hubby or hire a van or a car or a caravan? You sure?
Don't tip them into it.
Definitely sure. If I go back through my phone, I could probably find the message.
And how are those garden beds... looking now, are they level?
I've got a huge, you know, still got weeding that because of all this.
That is
terrible.
So you don't have
everything.
A partner, Kerry, to help
no,
you?
No, I live on my own.
Oh,
and
I'll let you down.
I can't do a lot of things at physical stuff for too long.
No. Look, Kerry, Hire a Spider stands for none of that. We absolutely do back our product. And we're very, very proud of our product. So I will be there.
It would have to be Wednesday. Wednesday morning or Wednesday afternoon?
No, Wednesday morning, 9 o'clock. How does that sound? I can leave work at 8.
9 o'clock. Perfect.
All right. Okay, 9 o'clock it is. I'll leave work at 8 o'clock. I'll talk to my boss and make sure he confirms that. But you know what? Right now, Kerry from Coomba Bar, you are locked in to have your... place spruced up.
Yes.
And your smalls darned.
Don't need the smalls darned.
Well, I do everything.
And they're not smalls, they're quite big.
We love you, Kerry.
Kerry, thank you so much. You have made our day. This is amazing.
You have, darling.
All right. Thank you.
For the right price and the right advice, see the team at Harvey Norman, Bundle, Burley and Tweed.
92.5 Triple M Gold. Surf with Reg Prasad.
Yeah, well, he's our legend, Reggie. There's no doubt about it. Reggie, we do have to ask you. There's a lot of schools of hammerheads around at the moment chasing bait fish and a lot of sharks taking people's catches.
Yeah, did you see that footage the other night on Channel 9 News? There was a whole lot of footage of hammerheads just cruising around. Not super big, but enough to kind of put the shivers up here if you're in the water. The water was so clear, you could see them so easily. But yeah, look, we've got a lot of bait fish in the water at the moment. I suppose any time's a good time to be shark smart, but more than ever now, got yakkers and slimies there in close. Ugh. A lot of them out further, and there's a lot of sharks tracking them at the moment. My son, Buffetti, went out fishing the other morning, and he got a couple of long-tailed tuna and a Spanish mackerel. By the time he got them to the side of the boat, all he had was their heads left, which is not great. So it doesn't make great eating.
So, like, when you look at the ocean, the key is to be quicker than the shark.
Yeah, well, good luck with that. You need an arm like Popeye to reel in faster than the shark's going to grab them. But I suppose the message is that, first of all, don't swim. If you see the water busting up with bait fish, you don't want to go anywhere near that.
I was just going to jump in. I don't know the answer to this. Can a hammerhead shark eat you?
Look, any shark could eat you if it's big enough.
They've got that weird shaped head.
It'll probably bash you to death before it actually eats you with that hammer. But
awesome. Pleasant.
If you've ever seen a hammerhead shark, their mouth's right underneath that big long thing that they've got at the front.
They've got to turn sideways, don't they, Reggie, to have a crack at you?
Upside down.
Yeah, most of the sharks turn sideways, I suppose. I mean, thank God I've never really been chased by one. We're not into two, but yeah, just, you know, I think they turn sideways. But, yeah, any shark can take a lump out of you. So be shark smart. Now, this Saturday, Kira Boardriders are putting on a memorial paddle out for Ed Fanning, Mick's brother. It's his oldest brother who sadly passed away in Malagascar a couple of weeks ago or a week ago. So he was a massive member of the Kira Surf Riders Association and Board Riders Club. So they're doing a memorial paddle out 10:30 Saturday at Greenmount. And I just looked at the weather forecast and I reckon the weather's going to clear for that, which will be fantastic.
Yeah,
so
maybe.
If you want to get down and show your respects for that, do that at 10:30 tomorrow. And for the right price and best advice, see the team at Harvey Norman. Bundle Burley and Tweed. You guys have a great weekend.
Good on you, Reggie. On a Friday.
He's all serious now, isn't he? Flanagan.
Yeah.
Joel
you
got to Patterson.
Thank you, buddy. You got to concentrate for this. I hate it. Here we go. It terrifies me. This is the story of the week wrapped up in rhyme. There was movement at the station, for word had got around that off Burley baby hammerheads were schooling. There was movement at the station, for word had got around that off Burley baby hammerheads were schooling. Tim Zoo took a belting in a Vegas bloodbath that had fight fans and Dracula drooling. Ooh. Sparks flew on a Coolangatta runway. Two pilots would prove their own saviour. They landed the thing wheels up, belly down, then changed their dacks due to landing gear failure.
Yes.
There's no word on Molly the Magpie, kidnapped by the Queensland government. The Premier promised Molly would be free, but no action in a week, no one will speak. Welcome to political speed. Yep, that was Premier somebody Miles. The Titans were beaten by Redcliffe. It was like a killer whale versus a waif. Change your game day diet, boys. Eat canned tuna. It's dolphin safe. It's not a great start for the Titans, 0-3, and our team is in shtuck. Looks like we're in trouble. We'll probably struggle, but not as much as the blokes in Rebel Wilson's books.
Very nice.
The Gold Coast Suns, they fared a little better. No handballs, no cooks, kicks, didn't even try. I need smacking for this. I'm a little remiss because the Gold Coast Suns had the bye.
Yeah.
So they get the points for that, Pete?
No, nothing. You get nothing in the AFL. We don't award people that get... Don't play.
Now, fair enough. All those hammerheads schooling off Burley. Stop it. There's sharks everywhere. All those hammerheads schooling off Burley and seafood can be a lot of money spent. Don't shop at Fisho's for hammerhead flake when Bunnings can beat it by 10%.
Hey!
Very nice.
And I'm spent.
Well done, Flanjo.